April 1st has to be like the worst day for a celebrity or anybody to die, because nobody fucking believes that you died on that day. Like, they're all everybody's gonna think that you're like, it's an April Fool's joke. It's the weirdest thing.
Okay, so you talking before we started recording here about hearing that Howard Stern died. Crazy yes. Cabbie died.
I have no idea who that is. I'm assuming that
one of the characters on the Howard Stern show. Right. I don't listen personally, but that's what the actual story is. Whether somebody specifically said Howard Stern because they were doing an April Fool's bit, or because they legitimately thought it was him and fucked up, I don't know.
Yeah, some weird thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen all kinds of dumb shit today. I saw everybody threw a fit about Kevin Smith announcing that the Dogma special edition or whatever is going to be released, even though everybody pretty much knew that was an April Fool's joke. I saw one that ECW was going to Netflix. Like, that people would fucking anything up there.
That's dumb. You know what my favorite brand of April Fool's like thing is? Is the things that become real. Yakuza 7 is how they're basically like, yo, everyone, this is an RPG, by doing it like on April Fool's, but it totally was really an RPG and everyone knew all along, but it was the raddest shit ever. There's been like a bunch of video game ones that have just been like April Fool's jokes that became real things, because like, if you market enough, people are just gonna be all about that dumb shit, i.e. me. Give me that dumb shit. That, or like, there's always like the fast food ones. Those are the ones that like kind of piss me off because they don't actually happen. I feel like there's been a bunch of those.
Yeah, I would enjoy when a company comes out with something that's just the most ridiculous thing they could possibly fucking think of for April Fool's, and they end up having enough people that are like, I want that really stupid fucking thing, that they end up going ahead and having to make it. Like,
I need that stupid fucking thing so badly. Give me that stupid fucking thing.
Oh boy.
Then you have Cards Against Humanity that'll come up with some stupid shit on April Fool's that they plan on doing, and they want people to think it's an April Fool's joke.
I like the people that order it thinking that it is an April Fool's joke, and then they get it and it's like the actual thing. Like, I think it wasn't the one year they sold like dog shit to people.
They sold boxing of dirt for Black Friday one year, and people were actually buying them.
Okay, yeah. I know that they've done a couple different things like that, and people fucking bought it and then like complained about it when they got what it was. It was like, no, that's what it was. Like, I think there was a card in it, but it was like, you know, covered in dirt or whatever. But that's pretty genius, though.
Yeah, well, I know what I know for sure on my end here. I'm really glad that I spent the extra couple $100 to not get the limited view seats for WrestleMania, because a bunch of people were on today saying that they checked their Ticketmaster app and found out that their limited view ticket, where they went, okay, I'm sure we'll have like a partial block of the stage or whatever, they now say video only.
God damn. That's
I'm going, I hope that's an April Fool's joke by Ticketmaster. Because if you bought the ticket thinking, oh, okay, I mean, something could be blocking my view, but I can at least see part of the ring, and all of a sudden you find out that you're literally your only view is the Titantron, I would be so pissed.
I would just, I can't spend that money. I'm sorry. Like, I don't, WrestleMania doesn't mean enough to me to want to go to it. I don't know.
It's as much the excuse to go to Philly, and I know I might go to a couple of independent shows. Like, we're trying to get in early enough for the 880 show on Thursday.
That's the only thing I want to go to. That's the only thing, like, of all the shows, like, maybe Bloodsport would be interesting, but like, the only other thing I saw that I really wanted to do is the 880 show. Like, I don't care about like a bunch of like the Joshi promotions running and stuff like that. I'm sure it'll be cool. I'm sure we'll see lots of cool gifts from it, but it's not something I want to see live that I'd spend money on. Maybe the ROH show, but
yeah. But with my son going with me, he's gonna want to go to at least some of the WWE stuff.
Like, right. That's the thing, because yeah, he's gonna want to do, you know, the actual WWE stuff, because your son is a, you know, an actual fan that, you know, it's who they cater towards, so it makes sense. Right. Like, do they have anything for the experience, the kind of like with all the retro shit? Do they have like a thing for that? Because I know that they usually do that, right?
Yeah, they've got the WWE, I think they're calling it WWE World at WrestleMania. We're probably going to go on Sunday, because like all the non-wrestling stuff basically closed on Sunday anyway.
Okay.
So we'll probably do that Sunday. But it's like, we can't do the autograph session, but even like a low mid card guy that just he's there because he's under contract and we have to do something with him at $200 for an autograph. Like,
you gotta love it. Gotta love it. I think the only thing that like would really excite me, if we have like, you know, since we got SummerSlam coming up, if they decided to put something together up in the area, is like if they did like a WrestleCon type thing, that would be cool because like I'd want to go see like somebody I know was there this last weekend, fucking got pictures with Tajiri, Jushin Liger. Like I want shit like that. Like I want to go and get like the big time legends on the indies that you don't get to see, like that, you know, we have to wait for AIW to bring in. Like I'd like think that'd be really cool if like we got to, you know, go see them all in one place and get like a bunch of photos, like Sonny Ono and shit like that. Like that was that'd be really fucking cool, like if, you know, you could do that. But that's the only thing I'd want to do, is like go to one of those big like wrestling con type things, because like my fandom is so eclectic with things that like that's probably like the best thing that I'd want to do, I think.
Yeah, the autograph sessions that they have announced that still have tickets available for them. They've got the Undertaker, which in 219 is the cheapest thing. They've
got just like walk by and look at him when he's like behind glass or something, like
yeah, they
like
got
a zoo animal.
Yeah, they've got Hulk Hogan, which in 199 that's the cheapest thing. And then the only
I'm sure
and
there's
then
probably
the,
cheaper racists you could go see in Philly.
I'm sure. They've also got Bailey, Dominic Mysterio, and LA Knight that are $200 a piece for, you know, for an autograph.
Dominic
and those are
is
like
worth
the only
$200 now? Damn.
Yeah, that's just the, and that's on top of the price of the ticket, because you're paying $50 to get in, and then they want you to pay $200 for each autograph.
I mean,
but
I would pay $200 for a photo with Bailey. That ass. I mean, what?
I mean, I would pay $200 for a ticket that included all this shit.
Yeah, if you got all that and you just had to wait in line after, yeah, that'd make sense. That makes more sense than fucking 50, then another 200. But
yeah, they can milk it. So.
It's like WWE isn't like the company that owns all these things. Like, no, like each individual autograph, that's 200, and that goes right in your pocket. No, that goes right to WWE. Come on.
Yeah, but they've got a kids zone. They've got their fucking superstore. They got create an entrance and stuff like that. I mean, we'll probably go, but he'll probably have fun, and I'll probably be like, "Why did I spend all this money for this shit?" When
just
you really
to look
can't
around,
fucking do
yeah. Well, take photos of any of like the, because I'm sure they'll have like a big setup of like, you know how they do every year with the, that fucking A&E show where they go around and collect different shit, and then they put it up like that. You know, they're gonna borrow it for like a display or whatever for Mania. Take photos of that shit. That's the cool shit. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they're giving the impression on the site that those names that I rattled off are VIP guests, and that there'll be other people that you can just get autographs with as long as you, yeah.
Well, you just stroll up in there and be like, I'm fucking
Fame
Hall of Fame referee, yeah, like,
I
you
should,
know.
You should be paying me to get these autographs.
The Real Action Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, like, have you heard of that motherfucker? Like, yeah, give me shit for free. That's what you should be doing.
And they'll probably be like, get the fuck out of here, what are you talking about?
You can shout it as you're being carried out by security.
Right. And your son's just looking at you like, God damn it, Dad.
Pretending he doesn't know you.
Marcy, I wanna thank you for gracing us with your presence. I'm glad that you were interacting with these two cis gentlemen, since it's so rare that you do such things, by the way. That made me laugh really fucking hard when I saw that. I'm like, I know you were trying to make a point, but that made me laugh really hard, because I'm like, you do a podcast with us. You have to sit and talk with us for an hour.
I know. I'm well aware of this.
I know. You're so excited every week when we have to sit down and have these discussions.
This sounds like when you're identifying what you are in the second South Park game.
Oh, yeah.
We don't deal with gender, heterosexual, white, male people here.
Those games are so good. I heard the new ones, the Snow Day game, fucking sucks, I heard.
Well, see, here's the thing, brothers. It's funny too, but what you both don't know realize is I'm secretly force-femming you, and by the end of this podcast, it's going to be a whole different thing, so no worries there.
Marcy, I already have tits. Like, come on, work with me.
Yeah,
here.
But they'll be more appealing tits.
Like hairless tits?
Probably. Let's see. Hair loss is usually like that's usually happens in certain areas. I'm just saying, even if you don't want to transition, estrogen could just solve a lot of problems for you. That's
I'm
all
not
I'm saying.
Fucking leaving my drink unattended around you ever again.
That's not how that works. Unless. Yeah. No, that's not how it works.
That's IW Guide.
I'm Jayhawk.
It is El Capitan Butters.
El Capitan.
El Capitan Butters.
I'm Marcy. I'm housebroken. I don't think I've said that one yet.
You might have, you might not have, you know. It's good to remind people though, just so that
It's
they
good.
know, just so that
They
they're
need to
aware.
know.
Yeah.
I'm always on my best behavior.
I did something this past weekend. It was a lazy weekend, you know. It's a 3-day weekend. Saturday was another Neo Pro Wrestling show. And the first time wasn't bad, so I was like, I'll go again, give them another $20. But what the hell? It's in Salem. Stacy and Pam were coming. Dom's wrestling on the card. Will's gonna be there. I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll go hang out. I got nothing going on at home. I'm just gonna sit here and fucking listen to Big Bang Theory for the 9,000th time if I just lay on this couch. That's all my grandma watches. I tried to get her to watch The Office on Friday. She seemed to like it, but she also didn't ask me to put it back on, so I don't know. Anyway, I'm still begging that I get why they do like the ticket thing now, because like I kept that ticket and I have my other ticket, so it's kind of cool to have like the ticket. So I'm not gonna bitch about that. However, the people that they had doing the wristbanding again don't know how to do it properly. They fucking put it so tight. Put the you when you're putting it together, you keep one finger in between my skin and doing it so that there's that little bit of wiggle room in there so it doesn't fucking so there's room in there. You gotta give some room in the wristband. God damn it.
I mean, at least enough room in the wristband that you can take it off when you're done with it at the end of the night.
Well,
Some
I
joke.
would judge you for this, but I've literally had this conversation with multiple other people who say the same exact thing.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I'm not saying I want to take it on and off without ripping it off, but I don't want it fucking like skin tight on my fucking wrist. It bugged me all night long. And
Only thing you.
she got the fucking it ripped hair out. And she was trying not to do that, which I appreciate, but it fucking ripped hair out.
Yeah, the only thing you want to get that skin tight are your leather pants.
Goddamn right, my assless chaps, baby. So aside from that.
And now like got that I gotta take a drink of my alcohol to get the image out of my head.
There you go. I don't know. You guys were fucking yapping on in the Discord about a fucking woman that's a conjoined twin that's got married and how the sex works. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing in there. I was about to step in and be like, this guy, stop. This is like
I didn't
fucking
yap about any of this,
you.
by the
You
way.
didn't, Marcy. I was fucking shocked that you weren't involved in this.
Yeah,
So.
I literally stole a line from Clerk 2 because somebody found something that reminded me of it. That
Right.
would be the extent of my discussion of it.
Right. It's insane. Anyway, back to Neo Pro. So talk to Will, talk to Dom, sit down with Stacy. We're watching the show. There's eight matches on this card. Okay. Eight matches. Two of them are four ways with a single pinfall. And then the women of those two four ways move on to the main event to wrestle for the first ever women's title for Neo Pro. Of the eight matches on this card, four matches had the loser or sometimes the winner, it was a mix. Four matches had somebody carried out by security at the end. Four of these matches had somebody attack somebody at the end of the match for that person to be carried out by security. So
It sounds like this was a very busy night for security.
it was because they were standing next to us out in the crowd and they had to go in and like open the barrier thing and go in to carry the person out every time. And I'm just like, hey, if you're gonna do that, keep them inside the barrier. There's not wrestling fans aren't that goddamn rowdy. They're not doing anything. If you see that there's gonna be an issue, then send them outside the thing. Keep the security in the barricade. They're not doing anything. They're just standing there watching the show, like as nothing is happening around them. Just keep them in the barricade. It's fine. Promise. AIW does it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not the 1970s anymore. Nobody believes this shit's real. Nobody's gonna be fucking hopping the
I mean,
guardrail.
no, somebody did do that over the weekend, but it wasn't a Neo Pro. There's video footage of it. It was pretty wild. However, that's just a little nitpick. This is a very young company. They're growing pains. They're learning things. It's fine. Like this is, you know, my first. Apparently, the owner listened to the first time I talked about them really quickly at the beginning of our show. Will told me that that he listened and he tried to explain to them that not only do I pick on like the stuff that happened, like I pick on AIW for stuff. So it's not like I don't pick on people for things like this. So Jason, I just want you to know, I enjoy some of the stuff that's going on there. I just find things, certain things funny, and I will like say them. It's not a complete knock. Like if you have $20, go to a show and hang out and see, like, it's not horrible independent wrestling. Like there's much more worse wrestling. Like wherever Jayhawk works is usually worse.
Okay. Fuck you, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Ironically, like half this card probably works with Jayhawk, so you know, it is what it is, but I'm teasing, of course.
The half the show he doesn't like work with me, fuck you, butter.
Yeah, you know, like the majority of it, I don't know. But Dom had a really good match. Like the guy he faced didn't know how to take a muscle buster, so Dom like picked him up for it and then like just ended up throwing him face first onto the ground and then gave him that, his stump pile driver that he does to finish the match, which I fucking love anyway. So that's what I wanted. So that's what I got that. So I was happy for that. Yeah. And then like the women's main event, like there was some guys just fucking heckling the shit out of one of the girls saying that she couldn't wrestle. Which I thought was ironic because she won a four-way to get into the main event. So, I mean, she technically could wrestle. I don't know. It was funny. Rosie was there. She did not like that I shaved my face. She was like, "What the fuck happened to your face?" I believe was her exact phrasing.
What you're saying is she had an adverse reaction because she saw more of your face.
I guess that's what it was. It hurt me a little bit on the inside. It's kind of hurt.
You think he looks better with the beard or came with a face mask?
Yeah, face mask and a knife when I break in your house.
Okay, what are you gonna take for me? You've seen my house. What are you gonna take?
He's gonna take over the sex dungeon. Oh shit. Be careful, Jayhawk.
Whoa.
What's on this weekend?
All right, it is WrestleMania week, which means a shit ton of wrestling. Triller TV, powered by Fight, is going to have The Collective, every single show of The Collective. I'm just going to pick a couple here to bring up real quick. Of course, on Friday, April the 5th, 7 p.m., Joey Janela's Spring Break 8, featuring Blake Christian against Joey Janela for the GCW Championship. Blue Kane against Matt Cardona. Gringo Loco against Jalisco, Danhausen and Rum Kaicho versus the team of Maki Deathkill, Maki Ito, and Nick Gage. Inject that shit in my veins, and much, much more. Saturday, among the shows, at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, Joey Janela Spring Break, Clusterfuck Forever, featuring not only the Clusterfuck, but also the Punjabi Prison Match for the GCW Tag Team Championship, Violent Hit Forever, Jacob and Gila Fatu, the Bollywood Boy, and Ciclope and Miedo Extremo.
I'll tune in just to watch that match.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm back in my hotel early enough to watch that. I doubt I'm going to be, but I really need to see that. Just
bring
live.
It up on your phone. Bring it up on your phone as you're traveling, traversing
I'm driving from the parking lot to the hotel.
Yes, I thought you said you were close enough you could walk.
Not to the Lincoln Financial Stadium, to come out of the other stuff.
Oh, okay.
So that's among the shows available. Basically, Triller's got wrestling pretty much from 11 a.m. Thursday through like 5 p.m. Sunday afternoon. So just kind of go to Triller and watch what's on.
Oh, yeah. Over on IWTV, the one I'm going to shout out is ETU versus Dragon Gate, because I love me some Dragon Gate. Matches feature. Oh, God. It's been a minute since I've done this. Give me 1 second. It's gonna be fun, the joy of editing.
I did this last week.
I know. It's not so long ago.
I'm leaving this in, by the way, now.
Damn it. Why are you doing this to me?
Because I need you to get good.
I am good.
Quit being a scrub.
You're making me embarrassed about it now. Why are you doing this to me, brother?
Just do it.
Everyone can hear you be mean and you're bullying me. Anyways, matches featured on the card. The ETU Key to the East Championship, Marcus Mathers takes on Dragon Kid, Miracle Generation takes on Gold Class, Alec Price takes on Shun Skywalker, and much, much more.
Isn't Ultimo Dragon on that card too?
Yeah, he's taking on Danny DeMonto.
I don't know how that's going to work, because usually Ultimo Dragon needs somebody that can actually go to work with him, because he's old now, and Danny DeMonto's not much younger than him, so I don't know how that's going to work.
He's not that guy.
He's not. Like, I'm sure it's a dream match for him, but that's just not how that works. Like, that's not somebody who you put with him wrestling. I love it.
You know, there's a lot of, there's a lot of the other matches on that look really exciting. I'm stoked for that one.
I guess we could go into our interview because it's 880 month, so I'm excited for this. You guys ready?
Let's do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
All right.
Doing interviewing.
Marks on the internet that ask the questions that they think are cool to ask.
All right. This week, joining us from New Kensington, Pennsylvania, he's a member of the Dangerous Knights crew, and apparently he was also in a stable called Great Success, the Italian Strongman, Gianni Michael Amrica. How's it going, man?
It is going good. Having a good night so far, so can't really complain.
Yeah, thanks for coming on a little bit early. I now work 10-hour shifts, and I have to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's miserable, and I didn't want to stay up till 10, so.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah. Jayhawk, take it away, my man.
All right. So my first question for you, did you have any kind of athletic background before you got into wrestling?
So I did not have any kind of athletic background, in all honesty. I was a bowler. I bowled from the age of 7 until I was 20. My whole family is full of bowlers, so we've been bowling. I mean, I got into it when I was 7. My little brother got into it when he was 4. My little sister, same deal. And that's pretty much all I did. I was a theater kid and I was a bowling kid. I had nothing else.
I feel like that's like a very Western PA thing because like up this way, I work in like Western PA because I live like right on the border. And I know a lot of people that like a lot of kids that like bowl and stuff like that, that like that's just like the thing that feels like that a lot of them do. I don't know if it's just because there wasn't a lot of sports in our area with certain places, but like a lot of bowlers. I think that's just like a really unique thing.
Yeah, it's definitely noticing. A lot of bowlers around here because it's definitely a dying sport everywhere else. So I think Western PA is kind of the exception that's trying to keep it going.
Right.
I might be the only person in the wrestling business to actually bowl in a suit. When I was going to Cauliflower Alley, they actually had a bowling alley in the hotel we were staying in. And I just went up after the banquet in my suit. I didn't change. It's just bowling with everybody wearing this full fucking three-piece suit.
That's incredible.
And actually bowled the best game I bowled in years wearing the suit on top of it. I'm like, I should just wear the suit from now on.
That's hard.
You did mention you were a theater kid, though. What sort of roles did you like to play?
The lead.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. I'm not going to lie to you.
Not exactly what I meant by that question, but I approve.
No, I was a up until I think I hit 5th grade, I was a soprano, like vocal range wise. So I've always had a higher voice when it comes to singing. Kind of roles that I like to play, just whatever that I've listened to or seen. That's I kind of attach myself to certain roles. It's kind of hard to pick them out, but yeah, I was doing theater for a good couple years. I think probably 7 or 8 years.
Okay. Was it the theatrical aspect of wrestling that got you interested in it, or was it the athletic part of it, or a combination of the two?
No, for wrestling, for me, it was like I've said, I started watching it at 4, and it was something I needed to know that I couldn't do before, like I physically could not do it. That was always my main thing, because I didn't even want to go to college. That was all forced upon me. I wanted to graduate and I wanted to go to wrestling school, but it was like, got to go to college, got to get a degree. Just make sure you have something to fall back on in case that was something that could not turn out. And yeah, I finished up college and I went to wrestling school. It was always something that was going to happen. It was just depending on when.
So when you're getting yourself hyped up for a show, what's on your playlist?
On my playlist, it's a mixed bag. I'll tell you that. I have stuff that me and David Lawless listen to on there. I have stuff that is thrown in from theater. I think my number one song that I love, my number two is my theme song, and my number one is Gannon Jones Jr.'s solo theme song. I love that song.
Yeah, that's definitely a banger. I'm not going to lie.
It's so good.
Okay. So who were your influences in wrestling?
That's a tough one. Cena's obviously up there. I love CM Punk forever, but mainly I would say Batista. that was like my first like, oh, he's the guy when watching wrestling. And probably 2005 was like my main like recollection years of, because I did start watching at 4, but the main like, oh, I remember this is like 05, especially when Batista won the title at Mania. That was my first real like, oh, I remember that.
I keep forgetting how old I am until people are like, oh yeah, in 2005, and what I first to remember. That's all I've got for now. I might swing back, but Mark, if you want to go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So you did mention theater. How has your time in the theater like influenced wrestling for you at all? Because as you said, mentioned, you spend a decent amount of time doing theater.
It's definitely a one and two. I'm very surprised how both of those go so well together. It's just something, it's really bizarre to me, because it's like, oh, we like doing things this way. It's the same thing you're doing it in the rest. It's hard to explain, but I definitely see a lot of similarities when I'm just going through. I'm like, this is really weird.
Okay, what aspect of, I don't mean to cut you off, Mark.
No, go for it.
But like, obviously, like crowds react differently at a play or at a theater performance than they do at a wrestling show. Like, how did you react to that when you first time you heard an active wrestling crowd cheering, like opposed to a theater crowd where they're gonna maybe react to one or two things, but other than that, they're kind of waiting for the end of it.
I think that was the greatest moment. I remember the first time I got that pop, and it was like, oh, this is cool. It's just something that just kind of sticks with you. Like, I know The Rock keeps doing his goosebumps thing where he taps his arm. You definitely feel it inside of you the first time that you have that pop.
So now we're coming up, this will drop Wednesday. We're a day short of 880 coming to Philadelphia for the first time. How does that feel being like a part? Like, this is like the first big show out of like New Kensington. Like, everyone knows how like big a deal like the Mania shows always have that extra attention on them, and you have a big part of it. You're taking on Colin Delaney.
Yes, I am. I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be a really good match for sure. I did get a chance to work with Colin in November, so I'm excited to be able to run it back with him. He's a great wrestling mind.
Yeah, we just had him on a couple weeks ago, and he's always been one of our favorites to watch. So when I saw that was on the card, I was like, oh, that's going to be perfect for somebody like you and him to get in there and do stuff. Cause like, he is somebody that can really teach you a lot, and like, you'll pick up little tricks and stuff from him. It'll be really good. So,
yeah, I think it's going to be a really good time.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get into Philly in time to get to that show. So we're actually leaving Wednesday evening and getting a hotel like halfway there to try to make sure we're there in time for that show. So,
oh, sweet.
All right. And then like outside of the ring, what else do you like to do to kind of just like unwind? Obviously you mentioned doing bowling, but is there anything else you just have mostly to just like decompress and just kind of just take it easy?
Outside of the ring, I lift. That's usually like my number one. Like, if I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to the gym and I'm just, I'm losing it there. Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I have a tattoo right on the collarbone here. That's the first day I started weightlifting, because in my mind, I wanted to be in shape before I started wrestling. So a week from now is actually the 6-year anniversary of it from when I first started lifting. It was the day after WrestleMania 34. But yeah, weightlifting's just always been kind of my escape. And I've been on that for almost 6 years now. I also play a lot of video games just with my butt. I only play with my buddies, just be able to still be able to talk to them, because one's in North Carolina, one's in Florida. We're all over the place now.
What's the choice of game y'all usually play together then?
Well, it was Call of Duty, but Modern Warfare 3 is garbage. So now we're just on Fortnite for now. I'm sure that'll change at some point.
I don't even know when I look at Fortnite what I'm looking at anymore at this point.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy.
I saw a clip that had the Attack on Titan like things, and there's like Sonic Adventure rails that people are grinding on.
Yeah, it's, I don't even know what's going on. We just kind of play.
And my last question is, so there's something, I don't know if you're familiar with it, the Wrestling Sleaze List.
No, what is this?
So it was basically a list compiled, we have confirmed, compiled by Tony Khan on the old DVD VR. I always mess that up.
DVD VR.
DVD VR message board of the list of the, let's see, some of the scummiest rumors in wrestling. So what we're going to do, we're going to have you pick one. We're going to discuss if we think it's real or not, as I'm totally prepared and have this list up. Oh, sorry, I have new responsibilities this week.
That I told you about like 7 hours ago when I was at work.
That used to be my thing, but it feels more appropriate for Marky to do it.
It does. It, with her character, it very much does. That's why I was like, let's switch it up a little bit. Let's move some stuff around.
I feel like I've earned it. But we're going to have you pick a number between 1 and 460.
Oh, my God.
There's that many.
Let's go 325.
Wrestling's a disgusting business. So
there's that many, and there's stuff that I know in that thread that is not on this list.
Oh, boy.
Oh, great. About one of my favorites. Jim Cornette versus Ed Ferrara. A few months back, Ferrara went to shake Jim's hand, and Jim responded by spitting in his face. He told Ferrara, that was for JR. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows that happened.
Yeah, I don't think there's any debate on that one. Cornette basically told that story before. So
Cornette's a character.
You want to try another one? See if there's a better one for him then?
Which is pick one at random.
Have him pick another number.
Let's give you a second shot.
161.
161. It's all right. When they were all in the UWF, Slater was dating Dark Journey. She hooked up with Sting behind Slater's back. Slater found out about it and threatened to kill Sting. Wow. It got dark. So Slater shows up in the locker room looking for Sting and finds him putting on his face paint. Slater gives him a pretty good beatdown because Sting didn't fight back. No, yeah, that's him. Did Sting almost die?
I mean, it doesn't sound fake to me.
You don't think Sting would fight back? I feel like Sting would fight back.
I think Sting would fight back, especially, did you say UWF?
Yeah.
Back in that era, wasn't that roided Sting era?
That would definitely have been roided Sting era. That would have been 87.
Yeah. So he didn't stop doing cocaine until like the 90s. So he was definitely on cocaine and roids. So I don't believe that he did not fight back.
I mean, I don't believe that he didn't fight back. He might have got his ass kicked, but he definitely would have fought back unless he got caught off guard or something.
Now, I will say that he's 2 years in the business and he's trying to keep his spot. So maybe he didn't fight back, but he felt like he'd be the one losing the spot later with the vet.
I does say Slater. Slater was fired from the UWF the next day.
Oof.
Yeah, I've heard the story before. I have not heard it from anybody who was there at the time, so I don't know. I would think Sting would have fought back on it, but like I said, he 2 years in at that point, he may have felt like if he fought back, he was going to get fired. Oh,
I could definitely see that as well.
Sting, if you're listening, DM her open at IW Guide 1.
Oh boy. All right. So, first, are you really Italian?
Oh, here we go. Yes. Okay. I am really Italian. My parents came to a show once and decided to tell people that I was Polish for whatever reason. I had to nip that in the butt real quick.
Kind of like your parents are in on the joke, which I appreciate.
Yeah, because I had about 15 people come up to me and they're like, you're Polish? No. I mean, there might be some in there. I'd never done a ancestry or whatever, but I'm definitely Italian.
What's your social security number?
00013456789.
You held the 880 title for 150 days. Did you ever get juice on it from the sloppy steaks at Trafani's?
Should have. Never got the opportunity to do that. And Cage Match actually has that wrong. I was 880 champion for 151 days. Like okay. The rum. Okay. Like the vodka. Okay.
Ever get any juice from a permanent sandwich on it?
Should have also done that, but never took it out to eat with me. But that belt was definitely with me almost anywhere that I went. I loved that thing more than I loved myself.
You never won the 880 title. It was given to you by the champion and well-respected lawyer, our friend David Lawless. Do you think that all belts should be given to you instead of earned?
Yes. Have you seen me?
He makes a compelling argument.
Work smart, not hard.
It's not hard when you're given stuff.
Can you make your pecs dance?
I mean, I could. The viewers would not be listening to anything.
I was going to say, are you asking as a question or as a demonstration?
Just a question. Just a question.
Like an audio podcast. You can't, even if you give the demonstration, no one better.
I didn't ask him to demonstrate. I just asked a question.
If it was a demonstration, it would have been more of a personal demonstration for Butters, but you know.
I just asked a question. Yes or no?
It wouldn't be better than Chris Masters doing it too. What did he do to Crazy Train?
If he wants the demonstration. If he wants the demonstration, he can get it April 26th.
What's your entrance music?
It is the Godfather Trap Remix. It is the first one you will find on YouTube because they took it off Spotify.
I think you should change it to Staying Alive by Entrance.
That would be a good one. I would do that for $100 million.
That's a deep cut for people that watch GCW. Jayhawk got it instantly. It's good. It's good. Which of the five New York crime families do you think you would have joined if you lived in the 40s and 50s? The Gambinos, the Lucchese, the Genovese, the Bonanno, or the Colombo?
The Colombo.
Wrong. The answer is the Genovese because it was the strongest, and you are the Italian strongman.
Oh, exposing my history right here.
So I've been seeing some of the videos on Instagram of you training at the T2T school. Are you training people now?
I mean, I help out when I can.
I've seen you wrestle. Do you think you should be doing that?
I definitely should not.
Your robe that you wear, do you have more than one, or is it, do you have just the one still?
I'm up to three. The one is retired.
Okay.
The original red that I wore throughout my 880 title reign is retired.
Okay.
Just because it was a piece of garbage. But my buddy, actually, who's a leather maker, I asked him the one day, I'm like, can you like make robes? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, you're going to make all of my robes from now on.
There you go. Awesome. All right.
Italian silk.
See, have you bowled a perfect game?
I have bowled one perfect game.
One.
That's one more than most people do.
It was insane.
How old were you when you did that?
It was either 19 or 20.
And you stopped bowling right around the time you were 20 because you got the perfect game. And when I can't get any better than that, I'm done.
Yeah, practically.
That's how you do it. Like once you do like the perfect whatever, then you're done. I would retire instantly. Like the day that you have your perfect match where you don't feel like there's anything wrong with it is the day you retire, right?
On top.
That's right.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
You ever call me that ever again, I'll kill you.
Okay. First up is friend of the show, Jess.
Hey there, Indie Wrestling Guide. It is Jess. So you've got Gianni, Michael, and Rico in the proverbial studio today. So the only real question is the finger purse hand gesture an effective forearm workout? Alrighty, let me know.
You know, you could do it anywhere. You could do it while you're talking on the podcast. I'm going to leave that up to you to figure out. If you do 1,000 a day... let me know your forearms turn out.
All right. And up next is one of the Anderson brothers. Sean Anderson calls in.
IW Guide. Let me introduce myself. This is one half of the 880 OG tag team, the Anderson brothers. This is the one and only Sean Anderson. Butters, Marcy, the other two. Love you guys. Love the show. Special shout out to young Ed. Love you, bud. But GME, Gianni Michael Emrico. Couple questions for you, bud. Please tell a story about the joining of Casey and Allison War. Second question, this one's an actual question. What is your favorite piece of swimwear that changed your life that was introduced to you by the Anderson brothers? Thank you. Can't wait to listen. Bye.
Wow, that feels like a very hyper-specific question.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fair piece of coin word that was recommended to you by the Anderson. Okay.
Okay. So what should I start with here?
You're given two questions there, answer them whatever order you want to answer them.
Let's see. Well, the first one about the joining of Casey and Allison War. I think I know what story he wants me to tell. So we are okay. Well, I should probably tell the second question before I tell the first. The second one, the Anderson brothers love Speedos. They changed lives from what I've been told. Well, I have worn one that was gifted to me by the Anderson brothers. Yeah, it is Speedos. They are actually pretty comfortable. It's not much different than gear. So, but, the first story, we're coming out of the after party and Sean Anderson he's a couple beers deep. You know how the Anderson brothers roll.
Yeah.
And we're getting our Uber and all of a sudden I just see his belt coming undone. I'm like, Sean, what do you do? We're on a public street. He takes off his pants and he exposes his tuxedo Speedo.
Hell yeah.
Tux Speedo, as someone would call one. I'm pretty sure that's the story you wanted me to tell. But I was like, dude, you're going to get arrested. Pull your pants up right now. Even the bouncer of this place is just sitting here laughing.
I can't wait to hang out with them on the 26th. It's going to be a good time.
It will be there.
The last time I went, they were grilling hot dogs on the sidewalk outside of the show. It was so disgustingly hot and raining, and they were just cooking hot dogs outside. It was a good time. I can't fucking wait to be back.
Oh God. Was that July, wasn't it?
Something like that. It was July. It was a hot time in the Dottie Dome. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a hot one.
But, I'm excited to come back. Hopefully it'll be the first of many times this year. We're cooking some big stuff. I'm excited to see everybody again and hang out and that kind of stuff. So I know you were trained by MV, but I want you to cut a promo on MV and just tell us how much you hate MV and all the training he made you do.
I do this all the time. MV Young, I don't know if you're listening to me right now. I don't know if you're even alive right now, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm the best student that has ever come out of your school. I'm the only one that ran those ropes all night long. I'm the guy that took every single bump. You want to go against me? You're looking at the face of a champion, Gianni Michael Emrico.
All right. There you go. Anything else we want to cover before we let him plug everything?
I'm sure I'll think of about 12 questions as soon as we stop recording, but for right now, I've got nothing.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming on, Gianni. Michael Emrico, now is the time. Plug away. Plug anything you got going on, your socials. If you got merch, tell us where we can find it.
Well, thank you guys for having me on, first off. Second of all, I am at Gianni Emrico on everything because I have probably the most complex name in the entire world. I have a PWT store, Pro Wrestling Tees. If you would like to buy my merch, that would be incredible. I face Colin Delaney on Thursday. I face Rhino in June. And that's pretty much it.
Where are you facing Rhino at?
Leamington, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, shit.
All the way up in Canada.
Hell yeah. All right. That should be very interesting.
I'm excited for it.
I love Rhino. That can be so much fun.
Jayhawk is a Hall of Fame referee over here in Ohio, legitimately, and he has worked with Rhino several times, and he loves Rhino. So,
yes, I've heard only the best, so I'm very excited for that one.
All right, Jayhawk, plugs.
You can find me on Twitter, Twitch, and TikTok at RefJayhawk, Instagram at 1539, Instagram at Jayhawk 1539. Won't keep me on Twitch much at all. I will be in Philly for WrestleMania weekend. Not doing a ton of the independent show, although I'm hoping to hit 880 on Thursday at 4 o'clock at the Yuki Club. So check it out. Pretty much all I got going on this week. If you see me at WrestleMania, say hi, post for pictures. I will not charge you $200 for an autograph like Fanatic and WWE are doing. So there you go.
And he will look like the oldest person in the photo.
I still don't understand how I looked older than fucking Demolition Act, and he's like 80 years old. It fucking bothers me.
It's the funniest goddamn thing, dude. It's the best.
And the worst part is, it's like Butter said when he called the picture, and I'm like, he's not wrong. Like, I can't even like be mad at him.
Yeah.
I did see that post. I thought that was pretty funny.
You can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, and SoundCloud at eGirlFanboyBoy spelled B-O-I. Listen to my Sapphic Night mix. April 26th, we've talked about it, but I will also be there DJing at intermission, so come check me out and enjoy some badass wrestling.
You can follow me on Twitter at Charlie_Butters. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you do listen to us. Help us keep us in the top 180 wrestling podcasts. We've been out of it the last 2 weeks. Very disappointed in all of you. Don't forget about our merch store over at brainbustertees.com. We should have some new stuff coming soon. Gonna update the store a little bit. Check out our podcast friends at Odds with Wrestling. The card is going to change. And I heard there's going to be something coming up eventually with the new podcast. So I'm going to take all the others out because I can't tell you what it is, but I've been sworn to secrecy about some stuff. Check out our other friends, the official graphic designer of IW Guide, JCP Designs, ProWrestlingPonderings.com, Time Capsule Toys, Toyhio, Rubber City Toys, Big Starks Brand, Set Tab Photo, AJ Small Photography, Michelle Carter, Jose Rodriguez, Gorilla Press Apparel, and the best barbecue in Ohio, Smoke and Jay's Barbecue. Watch some independent wrestling and support all these people that we have on every week. Oh, and we got Patreon shout outs. Shout out to Zach, Chris, Andrew, and Brock in our $10 tier. And of course, special shout out to Patty. And I bet you we were going to forget all about you, Patty, but we put it in this week. It's there. Jayhawk, I didn't hear you say hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty. I'm sorry.
He's tired. Patty. He's a tired boy. Gianni, you don't know Patty, but I'll tell you about Patty. She is the mother of one of the original promoters of AIW. She comes to every AIW show, and she's a sweetheart, and she listens to us every single week. And she will probably ask me a bunch of questions about you that I may not be able to answer when she listens to this. So hopefully,
hello, Patty. Ask him every single question.
But yeah, she likes to listen every week, so we like to tell her hi.
Later.
Bye. Later, dweebs. I think tonight there's a connection dies, and most of my life trying to hide. I've tried to see the whole world through a crack in the blinds. No check of signs, pull back the time. Isolated inside the dark, ready to die. In hell I arrive.